Hello and welcome to the Taurus New Moon. That takes place on Wednesday, April the 22nd at 10:25 p.m. Eastern Summer Time. And I'm excited about this new moon, especially under the circumstances that we're living under. And since that the last full moon was pretty testing. So I was happy to see that on this new moon, the new moon is conjunct Uranus. And Uranus is the planet of change and freedom. And that would indicate to me that within the next 28 days, which is what the time of a new moon, that there should be changes that are freeing in nature. And so right off the bat, to have the new moon, with that planet conjuncting already is making a very, positive statement. So then I said, okay, so now let's look at the degree of this new moon, specifically the degree, in astrology. What exactly is it telling us? So 3 degrees, let me look here now, 3 degrees of Taurus. The key word, now think about this, the key word is hopefulness. When positive, the degree is a creative optimism, brought to embrace every facet of everyday striving, and when negative, an unwarranted self-indulgence. So we have the opportunity with the hopefulness to bring about changes that are freeing and very beneficial. So that's a good new moon to have at this time. And the heading for that 3 degrees Taurus is steps up to a lawn blooming with clover. So it's a beautiful degree that new moon is taking place in. And at the same time, there is also the planet Uranus. And Uranus is the planet of change and freedom, sitting right next to that moon at that, close to that degree. But they are all the moon, the new moon, and Uranus are sitting all together in human design in the same gate, which is gate 27. And gate 27 is about nourishing. And it basically reads that we should have caring qualities of the needs of health and well-being in all aspects of life. So the new moon takes place in that gate, but in a gate there are 6-point-something degrees. So within that gate of caring, nurturing, and taking care of health and everybody else, okay, in that gate, the new moon takes place at that degree of hopefulness that I just read to you. So you put that all together and you say, okay, and next to that is, as I said, Uranus. So Uranus is in that same gate, and Uranus is what? Change, freedom. So, but it's at 6 degrees as opposed to the 3, so it's still close, but a different degree. So what does 6 degrees Taurus look like? Well, now think about it. The field of clover, that's the other two. A bridge being built across a gorge. And the key word is channel ship. When positive, the degree is the directness and the practical instincts by which personality achieves ultimate benefits of its powers. So think about these degrees and then into the gate and the planets themselves, the new moon signifying wishes and new beginnings, and Uranus being change and freedom. Uranus is also called the higher octave of Mercury. So if Mercury is the mundane mind, then Uranus is the higher mind, futuristic, ahead of its time. Okay, that is the main component of this new moon. But we look to see, are there any hindrances, or are there any supportive things going on at the same time? And what I see is Mars and Venus connected by what we call a trine mathematically, and it's a beneficial angle in astrology where if you have a trine, it's called the angle of ease, where everything just flows. So Venus and Mars are lovers. So when there's a trine between these two, Venus rules three things in astrology. She rules love, she rules money, she rules creativity. Mars is courage, energy, and action. So Mars is making this beneficial angle to Venus, giving Venus the courage, the energy, the action to activate one or all of those three things. So let's take love first. We're not talking just romantic love, we're talking affection. We're talking a love of family, love of friends, love period, okay? So Mars is giving us the opportunity to take action to express love, all right? And in all manners of being. So that's a really nice, you know, powerful aspect also to have going on at the same time, because as these new moons come into being, and full moons, these moons can only happen at these specific degrees once every about 18, 19 years, something like that. So it's not something you have a new moon every month in that sign, but not at that degree. So I looked up, I said, okay, so Venus is at 15 degrees Gemini. And so I looked up to see what was the key word for Venus. Now remember, Venus is symbolizing love. And the key word is clarification. Clarification, So what does it mean? We have to clarify love? Well, you know, people put all kinds of labels on love. But what is real love? Real love is not about I'll love you if you love me type thing. It's expressed in many, many ways, service and all kinds of things. So the word clarification attached to this degree says, when positive, the degree is self-confidence of spirit, okay, by which man is able to establish himself advantageously at ease in any possible situation. So spirit is giving us this opportunity to be eased, to love first ourselves and then others at that particular degree. And that degree, because it's a new moon, stays frozen for this 28 days. Now, Mars at 16 degrees Aquarius, is the key word for the Mars is accomplishment. When positive, the degree is effective self-realization through achievement of consequence. Now think about this. Mars is making the beneficial angle to Venus, and it's saying, accomplishment. And it's saying that when positive, the degree is an effective self-realization through the achievement of consequence. So when you have the courage and to put out that attitude, that belief, that, you know, the action of love, then obviously it's going to have, you know, good rewards. And especially where it's going to, which is the planet Venus, which naturally, you know, rules love. So as I look at this whole thing, it's very clear to me that this is going to be a nice new moon. And again, some people, you know, there are people who have the worst personal times in what is collectively the best of times, and others who, even when everything under the sun is going well, they have a problem, okay? So all the new moon or full moons do is show you the energy that is beaming towards the earth and offering us the opportunity to step into that energy. And if you remember, the last full moon, it read that the sun was, I don't know if it was, I can't remember if it was the degree or if it was the gate. I think it was the gate. It was about people, you know, arguing or something like that. And the other side of it, the moon was saying, listen to the intuition. Listen to the intuition. And so that the last 2 weeks, you know, has been a little challenging because of that full moon and the fact of how it read. Now, this new moon is changing the scene completely as far as I'm concerned. And especially with that conjunction of Uranus. Change, freedom. I'm seeing this as a really great new moon. So put your wishes out there. Spread love in your family and friends and out into the world, and know that everything is changing and the freedom begins within. Blessings. Have a wonderful day.